VoiceTube Studio presents your favorite pronunciation show. Join us now and improve your listening and speaking skills. My name is Doris. You're now listening to VoiceTube's Pronunciation Challenge. Hello, VoiceTuber. This is Doris. Do you have any memories that you want to wipe out from your brain? I do, in fact. There are plenty of them. So, I wonder if there is a way that I can easily forget an unpleasant memory, which I found out there is, actually. As the video for today says, there is a way for people to forget a piece of memory faster than usual. Want to know the method? Feel free to check out the video for today at the end of the pronunciation challenge. And now, let's get into the sentence. The sentence for today is, but memory extinction is not actually about old memories disappearing. It's about having both the old and new memories and your brain being able to phase the old one out as it becomes less relevant. 记忆消除并不是抹去旧的记忆，而是当你的脑中同时有新旧的记忆，大脑会淘汰旧的记忆，因为它比较不重要。 Great! So now, let's repeat after me. And this time, I'll speak a little bit slower. But memory extinction is not actually about old memories disappearing. It's about having both the old and new memories and your brain being able to phase the old one out as it becomes less relevant. 好，那我们先来看发音重点的部分。今天第一个发音重点是 both the 的连音 both the both the old and new memories both the 下一个发音重点呢是 one out 的连音 one out one out 以上就是今天的发音重点在进入单词之前我们再来念一次今天的句子吧But memory extinction is not actually about old memories disappearing. It's about having both the old and new memories and your brain being able to phase the old one out, as it becomes less relevant. Great! So now, let's move on to the vocabularies in this sentence. The first vocabulary for today is extinction. Extinction.Extinction 是名词，意思是灭绝、绝种。Extinction 是从形容词 extinct 衍生而来。Extinct 本身就有灭绝的、绝种的的意思，而它也有死的、不活跃的的意思。像是如果要说死火山，就会说 extinct volcano。那么我们来看一下例句的部分。Many species are in danger of extinction. 许多物种都面临了灭绝的危机。之前我看到说斯皮克斯金刚鹦鹉，啊，就是动画《里约大冒险》里面的那个阿兰，已经绝种，我就超难过，因为我本人呢是爱鸟成痴的人。好，现在进入下一个单字，下一个单字是 be able to， be able to。Be able to 是片语，意思是能够做某事。Able 本身就是有能力的的意思。那么 able 的反义词是 unable， 所以如果要说无法做点点点，就可以说 be unable to do something。我们来看一下例句的部分。She is able to cook， 她会煮饭。A fun fact about me。我很擅长做甜点类的东西，但我对于做正餐简直一窍不通。进入第三个单字，今天第三个单字是 phase out。phase out， phase out 是片语，意思是逐步淘汰，分阶段停止使用。phase 本身就有阶段的意思 ，phase out 的反义词为 phase in。意思是逐步采用，分阶段实施。我们来看一下例句的部分。The government will phase out the old healthcare system. 政府会逐渐淘汰旧有的健保制度。进入今天最后一个单字，今天最后一个单字是 relevant。 relevant relevant 是形容词，意思是有关的、相关联的、切题的。如果要说与点点点有关联，后面则需要加 to 补充 relevant 的反义词 irrelevant 为形容词，意思是不相关的。我们来看一下例句的部分。 What you said should be relevant to the topic. 你所说的话需要和主题相关。 OK, this is all for today's pronunciation challenge. Well, this is my last episode on the pronunciation challenge. So, I've prepared something special today. And my surprise will be in the comment below. Go and listen to my recording today. OK, that's it. We'll miss you guys a lot. I hope everyone can keep on practicing your speaking and improve your English bit by bit. Hope you guys can make some huge improvements in English learning. For the last time, thanks for listening to this episode. Bye!